My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Fake it. Fields does it himself. Touchdown, Steelers. Pittsburgh is pouring it on.
I think it gives us, you know, a lot of confidence, and I think we could have put more up. A couple of mishaps, but, you know, 32 points is pretty solid. But, you know, we're just going to keep, you know, getting better, keep working, and, you know, hopefully put up more next week.
All right, thank you for finding us. I am here. My voice might be a little hoarse from my stay in Vegas. Malzi across from me, who's been here all along. Donnie is still out there in Sin City, where he is at
He's pushing his luck right now. He's pushing his luck, Pony. He's going to be there for like 5 days. Yeah. He is pushing his luck in a big way.
His first trip, he didn't really know the key to Vegas is to not overstay.
3 days.
Your trip to
3 days
Vegas
is the perfect Vegas trip length. 5 days. He might be coming. He might be a different person coming back.
This was not a perfect trip for the Steelers. The result says it was, because they win, and the final score says it was a really good afternoon win by 19. I am not surprised, but there seems to be a quarterback question for some people. There isn't for me. You're not allowed to bench a quarterback when you win a game by 19 points and you score more than 30, regardless of the circumstances and the way it happened. When you're a Steelers team that has had problems scoring points and has had problems putting the ball in the end zone really for years, you can't hold a quarterback to such a ridiculous standard that after a game like this, you tell him, hey, kid, thanks. Now go take your seat on the bench.
I think that this is... The Steelers are a weird team. The Steelers are like the only team, I'm convinced. It's not just the fishbowl, because you and I both watch as much of the rest of the NFL on a week-to-week basis as we can. You're doing a podcast. You know, I'm just trying to be as up-to-date, partly for discussions like this, so I can have frame of reference as to how bad it might be in other places. I feel like only the Steelers could score 32, which is only the second time since 2019 they've topped 30, gotten to 30 or more on the road, last year with Mason in Seattle the other. I feel like only the Steelers could do that, so could score 32, could win by 19 points, and have people somewhat understandably being like, did their quarterback actually play a good game? He ran for 2 touchdowns. His numbers through 6 games are 10 touchdowns accounted for, 5 rushing, 5 passing, only 2 turnovers. The disaster fumble against Indy and 1 interception that went off of, looked like about 6 different people in the Chargers game. I don't think there should be a controversy insofar as, for me, Justin Fields is the starter for the reasons you just laid out. They're 4-2. They scored 32 points. It would be insane for Tomlin to walk to the podium tomorrow, having presumably told his team already, hey, by the way, Russ is starting against the Jets. But Fields, for people who were getting antsy about his play, specifically as a passer, did really nothing to dispel any notion of, like, uneasiness. He was not a good thrower of the football yesterday. Now, he had Pickens drop a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
More on that later. He had Pickens drop at least one other pass, and then Pickens failed to make a catch that he usually makes on the sidelines, like one of those high difficulty, but he's become known for type of plays. He also, since we have to psychoanalyze every throw he makes because of his past history in Chicago and this city's tortured post-Roethlisberger quarterback history, made three of the worst throws I've seen in succession an NFL quarterback make. Misses a wide-open Pickens by, what, 15 yards over his head. Misses Freiermuth on a play where it looked like he wasn't even sure the play had started, got great protection, whiffed, and then missed again to Pickens on the sideline when it looked like he was NFL open. When you see plays like that, when you see the offense look disjointed, when you see them get the ball at times in ridiculously good field position and only get 3 points out of it, like, I don't know, at the opposing 9-yard line, it does call, I think, into question in people's minds whether this guy is making improvement. You know what's the one troubling thing I saw, even though I am a Justin Fields should start Sunday night guy? He looked like he had his worst game as a passer and he was going backwards into old habits. Bad footwork, not going through his reads, just inaccurate throws. All of that stuff is sticking in my mind, even as I say he should be the quarterback on Sunday night.
But he also extended drives and turned drives into touchdowns by running.
Well, you can't, and that, and you can't overlook it.
And that
he's
doesn't
a great
show
runner.
Up in passer rating. That doesn't show up in
it shows up
QBR,
in QBR. It does
it?
Show up. He had his okay. He had a pony.
I didn't
explain
know it
this
showed
to
up
me.
In QBR.
He had a 75.9 passer rating, his lowest of the year. He had a 74.7 QBR yesterday. That's his highest of the year
because of the running.
And because it happens, it's when it happens in the game too. It matters.
Yeah, and he adds a dimension that at this point in his career, Russell Wilson cannot do. How do you say something if you're Tomlin like, our game is football and our business is winning? You win your most convincing game of the year and then you don't keep the guy in. I don't get it. Like, I'm not.
Do you think he's going to do that?
No, I don't. I hope not. But this we're carrying over a conversation that's basically been had on the station among Steelers fans
all year.
All year and all day.
Yep.
I get it. Like, as a pocket passer per se, he did not pass the test yesterday. He did not have a good game. But when you win and the offense still functions at a high level in terms of points, and you do it on the road in a place where I know Vegas, they've had much better luck and the fan support was great and all that, but they've laid a lot of stinkers on the road, including the game against the Colts defensively 2 weeks ago. I don't think you can. If you go to Russell Wilson after you win a game by this much, I just think it sends a totally crap message to the rest of your team. I think Tomlin is a quarterback win stat guy. Are you winning? Are you losing? It's binary with a guy. Yeah, Fields was in trouble going into this game because the Steelers had lost two in a row. Because if you just go by his production, he was really good against the Colts, especially in the fourth quarter of that game. So I can't.
Tomlin likes this style of win. He would call it an all phases win. He would look at the punch outs on defense by what? He'd look at the blocked punt. He'd look at the fact that the Steelers didn't turn the ball over in this game. And all of that would be true. And yet, a horrible pick that gets wiped away by a pass by roughing the passer, which is one of those ones the NFL wants out of the league. A third down where they throw it way short of the sticks that gets sustained by another much more specious, I would say, roughing the passer call. Much more questionable. You have just penalties and the Raiders themselves shooting themselves in the foot. It just, he did not look like a guy. Because going into this game, you were saying like he might be looking over his shoulder. He was going to have to deliver a real command performance maybe to fully cement himself. He didn't deliver that. He ran the ball very well. He turned chicken, you-know-what, into chicken salad at times on some of these plays with his legs. But if so much of the debate about him is, will he pass the ball well enough that when their schedule really stiffens later in the year that he'll be able to help them win games that way, He did not imbue you with confidence. Pony, one stat, if you'll allow me. And I had the usual suspects in my mentions, you know, complaining to me that I'm just moving the goalposts. They had three touchdown drives yesterday. On those touchdown drives, Justin Fields completed one pass for 6 yards. One pass.
But to go back to what you said about fans that want to see him deliver the ball and make plays as a passer, They're not set up to win that way. I'm not saying that to make an excuse for him. He needs to do better in that regard. But look at the receivers yesterday. Pickens' questionable effort in previous games doesn't always catch the ball when it's thrown to him. Van Jefferson had zero catches. How many did Calvin Austin have? One?
And Calvin Austin actually had two.
Okay, two. Sorry, Calvin, I'm shortchanging you. Roman Wilson played five snaps.
Is that a Calvin Austin is diminutive joke?
So, I mean, where is the room? So put Russell Wilson in there. You're telling me he's making those guys better? Well, what they are.
That's the million-dollar question here.
I think they need a quarterback who can run because they're not going to move the ball and put up points through the air this season.
Well, their lines, especially if Frazier's out for a protracted period of time, their line doesn't look like it's going to hold up. I'm not going to do this thing where I blindly defend the guy. There's a play that maybe was supposed to be a screen where Broderick Jones looked like the controller was turned off for a half second. Fields turned it into a long run. The question you have to ask yourself if you're Mike Tomlin is this: does Russell Wilson improve my passing offense to the degree that it outstrips the amount that Russell Wilson hurts my quarterback run game, which is a significant part of my offense?
The guy's got five rushing touchdowns through six games.
The answer is ultimately no. Justin Fields' legs, though, not his arm, are the reason I think he should start against the Jets. But if Mike Tomlin comes out tomorrow and says it's Russell Wilson, I will neither be shocked nor will I necessarily he's making a hideous move.
I will be. I'll be shocked if he pulls a guy after scoring 32 points. Should there really be a question about who the Steelers' starting quarterback is after yesterday's win? 412-928-9370. Really, we want to hear from you on this. 412-928-9370. Maybe you think it's a silly question. Maybe you think it's legit that a quarterback change should get made when you blow out the other team. 412-928-9370. Charlie is standing by to field your calls because Donnie's wasted in Vegas right now. 412-928-9370. Back with your thoughts next. First, a headline.
Winning is our business. Football is our game. Winning is our business. We hadn't been handling business, and so it's just good to get back to taking care of business. This is a normal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
State for us, it needs to be.
Bachman Turner Overdrive taking care of business, and some of you want the quarterback replaced even after a game in which the Steelers score 32 points. Some of you actually expect Mike Tomlin to do it, which is the crazier part to me. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's get to the phones, and we'll start with Emmanuel on the fan. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When it comes to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I'm really torn between it. Wilson is the better thrower of the football, and I think that matters when it comes to moving the ball with fluency down the field. That being said, I never heard anybody say this, but this is what I would do. I'll start Wilson, but I'll have at least five plays for Fields. Put them in special packages at the goal line where he can do the read option, get them on the move, and, you know, maybe both of them can play.
Emmanuel, I got a question for you right off the bat. And I was not impressed by Fields, the passer, at all yesterday. I thought that game was closer than the final score indicated in terms of just how it felt watching it. Mike Tomlin can't just consider who he might think would be better for his passing game. Like, you've got an entire locker room of players, I think, to deal with their personalities, guys who might believe in Justin Fields even if they know he hasn't put up big numbers. You just won a game by three touchdowns. You're 4-2. And the games you lost really aren't on Justin Fields, if we're being fair. They're on your defense against Dallas. They're on your defense against Indy. How do you look your team in the eye and say, this guy's losing his job because I think the other guy's probably better?
Well, because that was the promise they made in the preseason.
Who gives a rat's ass about a promise you make before the season starts? They promised Kenny Pickett that he would be their starting quarterback, and when he wasn't good enough, they went with Mason Rudolph, and it was the right decision, Emmanuel.
But Wilson hasn't proven himself yet. So he
exactly. Exactly. Doubt. He hasn't proven himself yet, so why would you just give it to him?
Or wait, did you mean Fields hasn't proven himself yet, in your opinion?
No, Russell Wilson hasn't proven to be, like, he hasn't had a chance to show that he's not as good as Bill.
So just to make sure I hear you right, if Russell Wilson had produced 10 touchdowns to one interception in his first six games, and the Steelers were 4-2, you might think to yourself, let's put Justin Fields in if the shoe were on the other foot?
No, because they didn't promise him that they pulled
the... I don't get that part. I do not understand why a coach's word from the preseason or from the offseason would matter to football fans here.
Who sings that song, Promises, Promises?
Promises,
Who sings it?
I don't know. Charlie can look it up for us.
He probably knows who it is, but he's busy
but
doing
Mom, his job. You promised. That's what he sounded like. You promised if I ate my broccoli, you'd give me a Snickers bar. Who cares?
Oh man, we've had that conversation.
The guy's won a Super Bowl. He's making $38 million regardless of what happens with the Steelers this year. I don't have a lot of empathy for the guy.
I just think not even having anything to do with empathy. I think it's weird to just say I want to make a change just to see what he can do. They're 4-2.
Right.
Their schedule does not look like it's going to get any easier. In fact, we know it's going to get tougher. The only trade-off you could say is the Browns look like they are a disgrace. But the Washington Commanders suddenly look like a possible loss.
They scored.
You got to stack wins.
They scored 32 points. I don't think any nuance is required.
But do you understand somebody who could say they could have easily scored 45 given where their defense set them up and what they didn't
sure.
do with it?
Yes.
I got the sense from a lot of people, and this is how I felt watching it, Pony, that was not like a 32-point offensive juggernaut performance.
Of course not.
That was your defense, your special teams put you in pole position.
I know, but those performances have been so few and far between, I really don't care how they happen.
So you're applying a little bit of the give a guy dying of thirst in the desert a bottle of water no matter how you got it, and you're going to drink it and feel good about it.
Here's KP next. Hello, KP.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Yep. What's up? KP, you want Justin Fields benched?
No, sir, and I'm going to tell you why. Especially not Sunday night. That Jets defense has an opportunity to make Russell Wilson's life terrible and miserable. Wilson cannot move. The Jets defense is very athletic, very strong, and will beat our line every time. Against the Jets, you need that quarterback mobility to stand a chance. Not to mention, Aaron Rodgers is still Aaron Rodgers. Now, against the Giants, I may consider Russell Wilson if Fields is having a terrible game. But otherwise, you ride the hot hand until the hot hand becomes cold. That's it.
I think it's more like hot legs. That's okay. ZZ Top saying about those now that we're on the topic of music. The other thing is you want to talk about the Jets defensive front, whatever. We'll see what they do tonight. How about the fact that your center might be out? And so might be an issue.
It definitely is.
Here. Thank you, Malzi. Here is Andy in Oakland. Hello, Andy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm sticking with Justin Fields for two reasons. Justin Fields is two bad defensive performances away from being undefeated, 6-0. Justin Fields is actually the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers, not a 36-year-old has-been quarterback. That really probably can't even stay
what
healthy.
I want Fields to play next week, but what makes Wilson a has-been? He threw 26 touchdowns last year. If that's a has-been, like, well, sign me up.
I wouldn't necessarily say completely a has-been. I'm talking about where we're at as an organization for our squad. I mean, we're looking at Chris, the future, our quarterback. None of them's under contract next year. Are you going to sign Wilson?
I mean, I think that it makes sense to me that fans would give more leniency to the younger guy. If Russell Wilson was quarterbacking an offense that at times looked stagnant mm-hmm. and looked incompetent, I could get why fans would want to see the younger guy because there is a longer shelf life with him. Mm-hmm. But this is the opposite of
that. No, I know.
It's bench the guy who's winning and is younger and might be our future for someone that is maybe capable of stringing together multiple good years.
I mean, to be very clear,
he's in the last year of his contract.
To be very clear here, I would play Fields this week. I think the not the needle I'm trying to thread, but I feel like I'm speaking for at least part of the audience here. I think Fields should get the start, but like I didn't come away from that game feeling good about the trajectory he's on.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. You want to react to that comment, you can. 412-928-9370. Is it crazy talk to even say the Steelers should make a quarterback change after yesterday's win? Plus our PM team plays of the game, but first an update from Charlie. All right, we'll continue to hear from you on the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson discussion. Shocked that we're even having it after a 32-13 win, but that's what you want. 412-928-9370. Plus, we have a Steelers Super Bowl champion, a Steelers analyst, poo-pooing what the Steelers did yesterday. You will hear that in about 10 minutes. We'll see if he hit the nail on the head or not.
If you weren't giving the people what they wanted, Pony,
yep.
what you feel they want, what would your lead story have been from this game?
I think the next thing we're going to talk about.
Oh, very interesting.
Let's get to PM team plays of the game. I'll start. This was mine.
40 seconds to go, first half. Fake it. Fields. Running for the touchdown. Fields takes it in for the score.
Fourth down run. In that spot, I thought Mike Tomlin was going to take the field goal. That was after the roughing the passer call. That gave them new life on that drive. And when Najee got stopped on third down, one of the few times he got stopped in that game, I thought Michael go into the break, up two, take the momentum, lean on his defense, just count on his team being the better team over the final 30 minutes. Instead, Fields was able to put it in the end zone. So that went from interception, points off the board, down 7-6 or maybe worse at the break to going up a score there against an offense that was inept for Vegas the rest of the way.
My play of the game, I told you this game had a feel like, given how sloppy the Raiders were, it probably should have been like a 30-point game. Given how unpredictable some of the Steelers' best plays were, two punch-outs by Watt, Pomp making jokes that he has the best right hook in football, although he was...
Is that a joke?
No, it's probably true, actually. Because he was unreal. And then a blocked punt, obviously, by Jackie Moon.
Is that yours?
No.
We have the Moon one.
No, we don't. No, I'm going to give...
We do have it.
I'm going to give props to a guy who's had better statistical lines, but I thought clearly it was the best game he's ever played yesterday when you consider how many chances he got and what he did with them. This game felt like it was closer than it should have been at 15-7 until this play when it suddenly wasn't that close.
Quick crossover by you. Pitch it to Najee Harris. Harris sidesteps, gets to the sideline. Najee Harris dives for the pylon. Harris takes it.
They're taking a look at it right now. But watch him take off and extend. He takes off from the 5 and goes full. And there's the ball hitting the goal line.
That was just true, like, beast run. I give Freiermuth extra credit there. He turned back around, stayed with the play, and hit the block that sprung Harris down the sideline. And then...
Listen to the fans at the game on that score, too.
It was a home game for the Steelers. It'll never not be cool when a player does, like, a Superman dive like that. Reggie Bush used to do them. He'd get way higher in the air.
I'm not arguing that it isn't an athletic achievement, but I get nervous.
Oh, I got nervous that he was going to
out and it being a fumble.
Yeah.
And a touchback.
I got nervous that he was going to do that too. I held my breath.
So my heart is in my throat in those situations.
For that split second, he's in the air. I held my breath, but credit to him, he got the ball there. He gave them a 2-score lead, 15-point lead with that. I thought it was the best game he's ever played. He on another play in this game. Jack Jones should be kicked out of the NFL. Vance McDonald stiff-armed a guy named Chris Conte from the Buccaneers years ago. Again. That was the last play of Chris Conte's NFL career. If Najee Harris jukes you that bad in the open field, don't pass go, hand in your stuff, you're done. You're done as an NFL player.
And then when Juju was asked about that after the game, he got very indignant and took it personally, which...
You mean Najee?
Najee did, yeah, my bad. He did.
Juju?
I don't know why I said Juju.
I thought the question to Najee was weird, I'll be honest, after the game. Like, did you feel more nimble? It was Dulac asking him.
Yeah.
I don't know. That. Well, I usually would not defend Najee on these fronts because I think he can be very prickly with the media, but that question was weird, and I would probably have given it a side eye, too.
I think it's because some of his teammates said that he was different that day.
I mean, Najee, I don't know what he ate last night. I don't know what he did, but he sure did ball out today. So,
okay.
Whatever he did, you know, this week, hopefully he comes back and, you know, do the
same. But if he doesn't know that his teammates said that and that's the context of the question, I could understand being, like, a little bit put off. Like, are you saying that I'm just a slow, plodding bum out there usually?
PM team plays of the game. Fields' fourth down touchdown run after his interception was called back because of roughing. And then Chris goes with the Najee Harris touchdown, which was probably the nail in the coffin for the Raiders. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to your calls. Here is Bob in Belle Vernon. Hello, Bob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a pretty easy question. Come on, there shouldn't be any controversy about who's going to be the quarterback. Fields is younger, he's stronger, and Wilson makes a nice profile on the sideline. And if we really need him in emergency, if Fields gets hurt or whatever, okay, that's good. It's not like we...
Do you think Russ is going to be happy to stand there on the sideline all year long?
You know what? I think Russ would be happy to get a Super Bowl ring if Fields took the Steelers
he already
all the way,
had, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know about that. I think Russell Wilson wants to play some more in the NFL.
You're not just putting the cart ahead of the horse. You're putting it ahead of the whole friggin' cavalry. You're already talking about Super Bowls right now after that game. Wow, okay. 412-928-9370. We'll get back to more of your calls on that. There's a guy that says it shouldn't even be asked today who their quarterback should be moving forward. Well, based on the responses we've seen, a lot of people do think that Russell Wilson should replace Fields. I think it's insane. We'll see where you come down on it. Coming back, 412-928-9370. Plus one analyst, one former Steeler who was not gushing about the Steelers' win. Is this being a hater or is this calling it as you see him? We'll discuss it. 412-928-9370. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of just 39 tonight.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.